number 7, please?
From the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, a presentation regarding Hoyt Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Black?
Chairman, supervisors, an agenda set, we thought it would be appropriate given the new opening of Hoyt Pool, reopening, if you will, to end on a positive note. And, we have a slideshow for you of some of the construction. And we also have Denise Lindbergh, who, I'm just going to tell a quick, you just wait just one quick second. I remember when Denise came in our office, how many years ago was it now? 5 years ago. And said, with a bunch of other parents, said, we want to rebuild Hoyt Pool. And,
we're listening.
We all got.
Yep.
And I thought, how are we going to do that? And we don't need to take you through the last 5 years, but Hoyt Pool is going to be opening on Memorial Day weekend, and we couldn't be more proud. It took a collaborative effort of the entire community, of the county board, and everybody's been in on this, and it's going to be a real celebration because the model for getting this open is one of a kind.
That's great. Is one of a kind, never been, Senate was new chartered territory to come up with the agreement like this. I'm just very pleased, and I hope you are as well. So can we take a look, and then if Denise, if you'd like to say a few words.
Sure. That's the old bathhouse, all renovated. Concessions area that you can actually purchase from outside. You don't have to be inside the fence. Mechanicals in the basement, they're amazing. foreman was a woman. That was fantastic. I point that out. No, just saying.
She has been fantastic.
Thank you.
Rebecca is the dream foreman. Thank you for putting that together, Jeff. That was really, really thoughtful of you to go out and shoot those pictures. But I can tell you they're, like, you know, made. I think you shot them a week ago. The progress has been exponential in terms of what's already occurred. Now we've got green grass and the bushes are in. It's literally just those finished things. This was very much a project that, as Sue pointed out, is a collaboration. For us to be able to work closely with county government, of course, city government, we had a lot to navigate there. The neighborhood associations were an important part of this. This is where this really came out of, were the surrounding neighborhood associations that very much were looking for this type of community resource to have a community gathering place that brought everyone together. The Chosa Foundation was an important part of this. It gave us the ability to know that this was doable. The money that has been raised in combination with the Chosa Foundation and the $1.5 million that went into the project from Milwaukee County to be able to finish off the pathways, the parking lot, all that stuff that's going on around the facility is critically important. So a total of $7.9 million has allowed us to restore that bathhouse, put in the new bathrooms and showers, new offices, new concession stand, and then the facility itself. A big emphasis on health, wellness, community gathering place. Big slide going in. Even as we speak, there'll be water in the pool on Thursday, inspections on Friday. So a lot happening this week. All of our signage going up today so that we can pass our building inspection. I'd like to recognize that we have just a few members of our board and staff here. Our board, you know, they have day jobs. I'm one of the few people who had the flexibility to be able to do things on a daily basis. I've been working on this full time now for 2 years as a volunteer. But we have a significant number of people who are not able to be here. We've got I think Arlene Hayes already had to leave, but Kit Slosky on our board, and is there anybody else on the board? There's Kit, thank you. But we've got staff members here. Kelly Buslaki, who's to my left, is director of development, handling a lot of the things that do with marketing also. And programming that we're partnering with the Wauwatosa Recreation Department for to provide our programming. We've got Mary Paluta here, who's our Director of Communications, and Jeff Hurtado, who with Ergen's Development Partners brought us in on time, on budget, which is pretty exciting. Yay! C.G. Schmidt has been a great resource for us. Rebecca Schler, who's our project manager on site, has been fabulous. She has been really great to work with. And Newman Pools, who has built pools throughout not just Wisconsin but throughout the U.S. Any place that it's cold, they're your choice because they know how to build pools in cold weather. They have done a great job. We have cutting-edge, state-of-the-art technology when it comes to keeping the pool running well with clean water. And they've been a delight to work with. Carl Stave with DPW has been wonderful. We really appreciate all the work that he's done. I saw Kevin Haley behind me. He's been a great resource in helping us navigate this. Everybody at Parks has been really great partners. So, is there anything I'm leaving out, Kelly? We open on the 28th to the public, so we're hoping for nice weather. And I think there's someone named Luigi Schmidt behind me, and Linda Bruin, who had something to do with navigating this too.
Come on, say something.
Are we at the loss for words? We have like 1 minute.
Supervisor Schmidt.
And I'll say something. Well,
come on up. I'll even give you a microphone to work with.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, don't give him one.
Well,
this deserves a couple of press releases probably. I mean, it is, it was something, it was a hard thing. It was over 5 years ago about this time that Parks called and said, we're going to have to shut down Hoyt Pool. Hoyt Pool was the kind of a magnet on the northwest side. I mean, you know, we've talked about pools forever on the south side, north side, and who's got and what. And, but, you know, there's been a shortage of pools, certainly on the north side. Except for cool waters, Hoyt had by far the greatest attendance. I've been in Tosa for 30-some years, and all four of our children swam there and stuff like that. And it was just a great place and a great melting place, so all sorts of people come in there. And this is, I think it's the word's getting out, of course, not only the community's been an important part of this, but, you know, all around the northwest side of Milwaukee. And, you know, it was, DNR got involved, it was leaking chlorine, and, you know, it was just, and attendance had gone down because the water was so, we couldn't keep, it was just draining out constantly, so it was just constant cold water. And, you know, Denise, and I'll didn't try to finish there, but it's absolutely incredible what a small group of people, and become a large group of people, have been at the number of the committee meetings and such, of course, but thousands of hours. This is a precedent setting, and there was a lot of hoops to go through. I mean, Denise is not going to talk about that. We're not going to go back to that. But this was a very time-consuming process, and I was so appreciative because we all have kind of weighed our pecking order here as far as pools and playgrounds and roads to be filled and stuff like that. And, you know, I guess you could say not everyone, every community can, everyone in our communities have wonderful volunteers, and we do so much with our volunteers. We're so appreciative. But I just want to say for the record one last time maybe here that Denise put thousands of hours into this, and some of the people we have here. And, you know, in one sense, it's extremely important for the Wauwatosa community. There's no doubt about that. But this is a much larger issue because this is a pool that it's a county pool to be used by anyone and everyone. And my experience has been over the years, I mean, it started to dwindle off because of the problems we talked about, just tremendous people coming to it. And so now all the different facilities we have, and all the pride work was done. It's called the Tosa Pool at Hoyt because the major donor, of course, asked for it to be named that way.
After the Tosa Foundation. The name of their foundation is the Tosa Foundation.
Right.
They named their family foundation after the city they grew up in. So that was our first clue that maybe they would be open to supporting it. They haven't lived in Wisconsin since they were in their early 20s, so it's quite extraordinary.
And they're going to be there for the opening.
Yeah.
We're referring to the mortgages, correct?
Well, yes, we can use a name now, right, Denise?
Well, their wish is to be referred to as the Tosa Foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things I'd like to add to what Jim just said is, you know, you referred to us as precedent setting. Actually, it isn't because we are the precedent that we were successful. The park people, with all the parks friends groups, are really the precedent. When we saw what Urban Ecology Center did, we made a point of learning how they did it. I met with Ken Leinbach years ago and said, tell me how you did this. I've never raised money ever. I've never raised money. So to be able to have that kind of sharing amongst the friends groups is critical. So that piece truly is the precedent. We are just one more part of that train that really is an additional resource that Director Black has to be able to help her park system be as good as it can be, a gold award winning park system. And here is our former chair who helped us through so much.
Thank you. I just want to make just a couple points. First of all, at the time in which this proposal started, Milwaukee County had a pool, a special subcommittee looking at the entire Milwaukee County pool system plan. I served on that, a couple other supervisors did, members of the public, obviously the Parks Department was key. And as we were looking at the disparity between pools that were open on the north and south side and the limited county resources and trying to, which pools do we open? Do we keep them deep water pools? Do we make them splash pads? What are the options? One of the key factors that was a priority for what to keep open or what to reopen was past attendance. How much did the surrounding community really want that pool? And by that criteria, Hoyt would have been at the top of the list for what the county should invest its own funds in rehabbing. But that subcommittee, as well as the Parks Committee and the full county board, also had another criteria, which was trying to restore kind of an inequity about pools that had closed in more of the lower income neighborhoods in Milwaukee County. And so we had these dual goals, and it was very providential that at the same time we had such limited resources, there was a group of volunteers who had really never done anything like this before, who looked at Hoyt and said, in this area, even though the county, by its traditional prioritization, should be putting its own money in to restore this first, they actually thought the level of support and interest might be strong enough in Wauwatosa and the surrounding environs to actually fund it themselves. So not only did this group build a pool, which was phenomenal to begin with, but they also, by doing so, and one of the reasons the county board supported it so strongly, was that it took some pressure off Milwaukee County government and allowed it, they made it easier for us to redirect some of our limited resources into other areas where you didn't necessarily have the same amount of fundraising capacity. And so it really, it not only renovated a pool for us, but it also allowed us to better utilize those funds elsewhere. So that was a biggie. The other biggie to me was kind of a twofold piece. First of all, I really admire and respect the spirit in which these volunteers developed this pool. It's called TOSA Pool because that's what the lead funder wanted, but from day one, every meeting I went to, every communication that I had, they recognized that this is a Milwaukee County pool and it's open to all county residents and they want to make everyone welcome, and they've done that from day one. And when there has been some calls to make it more of a TOSA-only kind of pool, they've thrown that up to the wayside and said, no, this is a Milwaukee County pool. And it's turned out to be a wonderful affirmative step for all Wauwatosa citizens, because overwhelmingly Wauwatosa citizenry has supported this too. And last but not least, they did this group that's never done this type of financial fundraising before, during the midst of one of the worst recessions of our lifetime. And we all have major developers that have come to the county and projects have been put on hold because they couldn't get the funding together for their projects. And lo and behold, this project has raised this kind of money in an environment that was probably the most difficult time of all. So I just want to remind everybody that they had a lot of hurdles to overcome, and in the end, it's really a very positive, not only for the clients that are the people in the communities that are going to attend this pool, but also very beneficial to Milwaukee County as well. So, thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to add one other aspect of the volunteers that will be really important in continuing. It's a 32-acre park, and what we've really looked at are what the other friends groups in the other parks have done when it comes to invasive species. And since last fall, when we really started putting emphasis on it, we've had over 200 volunteers over the course of 6 different weed outs who, under the direction of the park people, have enabled the parkway to start really looking better by having specific weed outs. So that's a really important part of our ongoing mission. I wanted to be sure that I pointed that out.
Sure. Supervisor Dimitriou.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I haven't seen this for a while. The last time we got an informational report was when it was just kind of a new idea, and I needed a refresher, mostly information for my constituents, because I do put this out in e-newsletters and newsletters. Will this be the same price as other pools, the admission, Director Black?
Chairman, supervisors, we were going to print you. What I'd like to do is to get you all of the information so you can just put all the times and hours and classes. And we're providing the lifeguards, but the city of TOSA is going to be doing the other programming. So there's going to be a whole bunch of information.
So I'd like to share that with you. But it's right in the ballpark as the other water parks.
Cool Waters and Schultz.
Okay, yeah. Because of the extra aquatic
features. But I think
features.
You should have the whole sheet right. So you can help them more with the
cost. That
we're
was my first question.
Yeah, we're required to be financially self-sustaining, so it's all based on a financially self-sustaining model. It's a requirement of our lease.
Okay. Yeah, that's important. And then balancing that with, if we are opening up to everybody, we want to make sure that it's, you know, at the same range as our other, making it affordable. So if it's right, and I didn't know that, so if it's right in that zone, I know, you know, the Cool Waters, those are a little bit more expensive due to the enhanced aquatic features. And then my second question, I remember I had these questions last time, on the new bathhouse or pavilion, is that, since we own that, is that available for rent? Is that one of our parks rentals for weddings and public use, public meetings?
That's part of our lease. We have both the bathhouse and everything inside the fence, and we will be renting that out to the community at very affordable rates.
So that, I would assume, too, I know we don't update our brochures all the time, but when we have that brochure of all the things you can rent from South Shore Pavilion to what have you, because I haven't seen it, but I know it's too new. Okay, great, because that'll be obviously another revenue producer for Milwaukee County. So, thank you very much.
Other questions or comments by committee members? Nope.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, a well done and a well deserved well done to all who were involved in this, including, of course, the funders.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And before concluding today, we have a question for the Parks Director, that age-old question, where's Bernie? which is your segue.
All right. Where's Bernie? I don't know where Bernie is. However,
is this the dead guy in the movie?
No.
Yeah, no, Bernie Brewer. We've partnered with the Brewers for...
that Bernie.
We've partnered with the Brewers over a long time. Over a long time, and in fact, they just brought us the foundation 8 new scoreboards, which are beautiful. I don't know if you've seen them. I have the list of parks, but they're all over the county, which is wonderful.
Fair.
And Rick Schlesinger himself, he actually graduated from Madison, so we're both alum. And I don't know if you remember over Bascom Hill when they put the pink flamingos up there, and it was quite the visual. Mm-hmm. Well, he had this idea in his head that we should do that with Bernie Brewer as well. So they have over 1,400 Bernie Brewers that they're going to be putting all over the park system. There's going to be 1,000 of them at an undisclosed location.
They are statuettes.
They're statues of little Bernie. They're pretty cool. They're about this tall, and it's just standing there. And it's going to be the visual. They're open to the idea is to give them away to the public in support of just kind of a gift back to the community. There will be 400 other ones that will be all over the county that will have little tags on them that are going to have gifts that will have, like you can, one of them throw out the first pitch, free game tickets, free food, so all that kind of stuff. And we also added some parks prizes on there as well. And then we took it one step further to take it to the rest of the state. So the parks departments in Green Bay, Appleton, Madison, a couple others, Kenosha, I'm gonna free. Anyways, the larger markets that their parks departments are doing it as well. So on Tuesday, May 24th, starting at I believe 5 a.m. They've got an army of people that are going to be putting these out in the park system, and then they're going to be tweeting clues to people that tweet and tell people where these things are, or you. Some parks are destination parks that you'd have to drive to. Some are neighborhood parks. I've tried to get a broad range around the county. So I think it's going to be a fun adventure. And I will tell you that the Parks Department in the county has gotten a lot of good partnership press on working with the Brewers on this.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Any concluding comments anyone would like to make?
Where are they going?
You can go and take them, right?
You can go take them. They're for you. They're a gift.
Good luck with that one. That's going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah, well, they're going to be set. They'll all be fine. Okay. It'll all be good. In fact, maybe the night before, I will call the county supervisors and
bring
let them
back.
Know which parks are in the district. That's what I'll do.
There being no further business before our committee, we stand adjourned.